short and sweet. Be slow to speak, but mean what you say. Here's a passage from Scripture. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. That was Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Now, the message here is very clear. Our speech needs to be simple, decisive, to the point, and most of all, truthful. Have you ever noticed that some people say yes when they really mean no, I can't, or no, I don't want to, or no, not right now? How can you be sure what they really mean? It's simple. Sit back and watch what they do next. The world has an expression for this. We say, actions speak louder than words. Every parent, teacher, or leader knows by experience there are some people who say no, but they really mean, yes, I did it, but I'm afraid to tell you. Or, yes, I will, but I am embarrassed to do it with you standing here. Or, yes, I intended from the beginning. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. Remember, Satan is the father of lies and deceit. Webster defines deceit as the act or practice of deceiving, concealment or distortion of the truth for the purpose of misleading, duplicity, fraud, cheating, falseness, trickery, guile, hypocrisy. The world is full of habitual liars and cheats, scam artists and schemers who are busy trying to deceive and take advantage of others. Lies and deception are intended to manipulate, control, and conceal darkness. They are driven by selfishness and fear. In contrast, the truth is intended to liberate, set free, reveal the light. The truth is built on love and compassion, integrity and faithfulness. Truth comes from God and His Word. Lies come from Satan, who is incapable of telling the truth. Child of God, ask God to speak to you about your speech and the motives of your heart. Remember, the truth is born from righteousness, and lies are born from sin. Let your motives be clean and pure. Remember, let your speech be short and sweet. Lord, thank you for the truth of your word. Holy Spirit, wash my heart and clean and fill me with God's love, grace, and truth. Put a guard on my mouth so that speech can be short, sweet, and pleasing in your sight. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.